are the gifts, those are the fruits of the Spirit the Word of God talks about. But, and so they're in us. So in my personal experience, when I became born again, I had such a peace in me to know that God would do what he says he's going to do, even though we're kind of anxious for God to do it right away, right? But he says he gives us joy and peace and kindness and love. And so again, God put it in my heart today that there's many people, and many people, even some of our brothers and sisters, we don't have peace. There's a lot of stuff that has been a lot of debris and clutter. And I believe today God wants us to know we have his peace, the peace that no matter what the storm looks like, we can stand there and say, God's going to take care of this. And if God is saying that some of his people are like that, how much more the world when they see these things coming to pass? But this month is the best opportunity to be that vessel of peace for somebody, right? Because they'll see the peace in you. They say, how can you be so calm? How can you be so at ease? Well, because I have the peace that surpasses all understanding. That's what God's word says. That's why you can't understand it. You know, how many of us here, right here in this sanctuary, when you go to bed at night, you know you're going to wake up tomorrow? How many of us here know that? Whose hand's not up? Everybody's hands? Because then I want to talk to you. Everybody's hands. Okay, how do we know that? Because we have a peace within us and a hope within us that we're going to get up. And see, you may say, well, brother, that's easy. No, I don't know. But I'm sure there's people out there in the world that they don't know if they're going to get up tomorrow. They're so afraid. They're so worried. There's no future. They go, is this my last day? Am I going to get up tomorrow? I hope I get up tomorrow. I hope I see tomorrow. And I thank God for his mercy and grace, because a lot of them, he allows them to have that. But we have it, and it's with us. The Bible says forever. It's forever. And so I want to share with you a couple of scriptures here, but I want to encourage all of us here, saints, because I know that when God gives a word, four for me and one for you. He wants me to have that peace too. He wants me to know that he's in control. He's in charge. He'll take care of this situation. And how much more in this month when it's not only busy, but we want to be blessers, right? But we still got to pay the bills. We still got to do groceries. We still got to do whatever we do, but yet we want to be a blessers to those around us. God is the God who will provide every provision. I know that. God will provide every provision. That's his command already on us. He said that I will bless you, I will protect you, and I will watch over you. So I know God would do that. And so I want to share with you today about one of the fruits of the Spirit, which is peace. And we have it in us, and God wants that to shine more through us so that the world can see it, so that they can have the same peace. They don't have to take the pharmacata drugs. They don't have to drink. They don't have to have all that stuff. They don't have to say, I got to get in a place where it's real quiet. We have it. It's Jesus. And so I want to share some scriptures with you here. And I know you know many of these scriptures, but I thank God he's a God that reminds. He reminds us who he is and what he's done for us. And it quickens us. And we realize, wait a minute, I don't have to accept this. Because see, we're in this world, saints, but we're not of it. We're in it, so those things will come at us, but we're not of it, so they can't stay with us, God is saying. And so I want to read some scriptures to you to just encourage you, because I know that the Bible says that now you are cleansed by the word spoken to you. And cleansed mean all that stuff just comes out, and then you can see clearly now, amen? And so the first scripture is in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. You know it very well. And verse 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful. Ain't that wonderful? We just sang that. Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. I like that. Verse 7 says, of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. God says, there's not going to be an end to my peace. You'll always have my peace with you. And we're going to see in Scripture, Jesus even said that. And so, saints, John 14, 27 says, Jesus speaking, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. And so why do we need, saints, why do we need this peace? Why? Well, the next verse says it. Let not your heart be troubled. neither let it be afraid. Why? Because God has a plan and a future for you. Don't fear, all will be well, God is saying. Why? Because Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14 says, for he himself is our peace. And so God is reminding us, saints, don't let your heart be troubled. I know stuff's going on. I know that you may think you're going through a storm where you can't see your way out, but God says, don't let it be troubled. And we're going to see in scripture, Jesus goes, because I know, because I've been there and now I'm through it and you're coming through with me. And so Jesus is already prophesying to us that we're going to come through it and not to be concerned about it, to be at peace. And today, thank you, Jesus, he's going to show us how to activate that peace and how to let him do what he wants to do through us so that we could be at peace to people who don't have peace. See, that's my greatest desire. I want to be a light so when people see me, they see that there's a difference, there's a hope. Because there's people out there, they don't see that. And just a kind word will give them hope. And so God wants us to be that hope for them, amen, a light for them. I don't want to see anybody sad. Yes, yeah, circumstances come and we have emotions and we have feelings, but not to stay sad. I want to be the one to give them a word of encouragement, say it's going to be all right, it's going to pass. God is well able. He did it for me, he'll do it for you. And that's what we're supposed to be, a light, an encourager, somebody who lifts up. God does the work, we just speak his word, amen? And so God says in Ephesians 2, verse 14, for he himself is our peace. Today, right now, listen, saints, God wants you to know this right now. Today, right now, God is removing the things of this world, the debris, the clutter, the worries of life, and magnifying his peace in you. Don't worry or be afraid, God is saying. Be at peace. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16. I prophesy this to you, saints, right now, because it is a prophetic word. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace always and in every way at the all the time. All the time you're going to have peace, God is saying. Not sometimes, but all the time. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Well, how do we cast all our cares upon him, saints? How do we do that? By reading his word, amen? And when we read his word, listen to this, saints. When we read his word, we get arsenal. We get some information here. So we read his word. Here comes the cares of life. But God says that he cares for us. Excuse me. Cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Give it to God, saints. How do we give it to God? By speaking his word. So here comes a care in our life, a financial need, a physical sickness. Here comes a care in our life, something we don't want in our lives, but we know that God says he cares for us and he doesn't want us to worry. So how do we get rid of that? How do we cast out that worry? How do we get that fear away from us? We declare his word. But because he has put his words in our mouth, right? And he has put them in our hearts. We speak it. Lord, this lack of finances, this is not of you, God. Because your word says that the command blessings of God is upon me. Your word says that I shall lack no good thing. Your word says that I'm blessed in my coming in, blessed going out. That's how we cast it to God. A spirit of affliction comes upon you. Lord, no, you said you are the God that healeth me. Lord, you said that you will heal my wounds and strengthen my physical body. Lord, this is not of you. I cast this over to you by speaking your word over it. That's how we cast our cares upon him. We need to do our part, saints. And so God is saying, look, the peace that I've given you, we're going to activate that in a greater way today. And that stuff that's been holding on to you, thinking, how am I going to make it this Christmas day? How am I going to be a blessing to somebody? God says, that is debris. That is clutter. I don't want that in your life. I want you to be so blessed that when the opportunity comes, you're going to say, just like Caleb and Joshua said, when Caleb says, we are well able. We are well able. I'm well able to be a blessing to somebody. I am well able to walk in divine health all the days of my life. I am well able, and I'm going to see my family saved. We can talk like that, saints, because the peace of God that surpasses all understanding is upon us to let us know all will be well. He has a future for us. He has a plan for us, and it's a good one, saints. And God, all that God is asking of us is, as he told Jairus, the synagogue priest, when his daughter was dying, he said, just believe. He goes, I already got it taken care of. Just believe. How do I believe, God? What does my word says? Believe it and you'll receive it. Believe me. Just believe me. You don't have to understand it. Just believe me. I'm the giver of life. God can do it, saints. I know he can do it. And the peace that we have, it's already there. It's already there. We just read the word of God. It's forever, saints. It's forever. And so in 1 Peter 5:7, he says, cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you. When you speak it, then it's released. When you speak it, then it's released. Isaiah 26, verse 3, you will keep him in perfect peace. That's you. God's talking to you. You will keep him in perfect peace, not just peace, but perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts you. So God's word will keep us focused on his promises. So when we're speaking God's word, we'll stay on the promises of God. That word peace, when we're talking about the Prince of Peace, that word peace, it means safety. Come on, we want to be safe, right? We want to feel safe, right? God says, I'm your safety. It means to rest. I mean, there's times things come up in our lives. All of us go through it. I care not who you are. We go through stuff where things just seem like they're going everywhere. But God says, even in the midst of that, I'm going to give you peace. I'm going to give you rest. And then he says, not only that, but all will be well. How can God say something when I'm going through something like this? Because I've been through it, God says. I came in the flesh, I dwelt among you. But I knew all will be well, and all's going to be well with you. And it also means at peace. You're not going to be at peace. God says, you're already at peace because of me. Psalms 4, verse 8 says, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. How many of us here like to sleep? I know I like to sleep. I really like to sleep. I can't wait to get home and go to sleep. You know, I just love sleeping. But how can I enjoy something like that unless God already gave it to me? And I just read it here. I'm going to make you lay down. You're not only going to be at peace, but you're going to sleep good. You know, that's a good scripture to say before we go to bed or before we take our afternoon naps. You know, who likes afternoon naps here? Anybody on live stream like afternoon naps? I love afternoon naps. Just throw blanket and sleep, put the TV on really low, right? Oh, it's the best. Come on, you tell me that just happened to me? God gives me peace to feel like that. The world can't take naps. They got to keep going. Oh, if I take a nap, I'm going to lose out on this. If I take a nap, I'm going to miss out on this. And God says, I'm going to lay you down in peace and sleep. I will give you peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen. And so today, saints, this is another thing God wants you to know. And you may say, well, I'm not going through those things, brother. That's okay. Praise the Lord. But we're all flesh. Things happen, right? And so God says, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for you alone, Lord, always make me dwell in safety. So today, right now, no more frustration, God is saying. No more distress. No more discord. No more disagreement. No more being agitated. Noise is going to go. Disruption is going to go in Jesus' name. And in Jesus' name, I release God's peace upon you, God's rest, God's safety, God's love, his hope, his unity, his calmness. In the midst, listen, we're all, you know, if you go shopping for Christmas, you're going to be in line, right? And the first thing you say is, oh my goodness, look at that line. God says, you're going to be in line. You're going to be so calm. You know, when things like that happen, when I see things like that, not just purchasing things, but, you know, food, and, you know, you're in line, and you see the line long. You know what the first thing I said? Lord, send angels to help those cooks. And send angels to help those people at the register so that everything goes quick. And get me up there quick. Like that. You know, come on, we've all done it to where we say, oh, look at that line, takes forever. What's wrong? They should get more workers out here. What's going on? God says, you change the atmosphere. See, when you have peace, it doesn't matter where you are. When you have the peace of God, you're focused on God. And then God says, why don't you speak this? Because there's other people there that don't know. And they're frustrated. And God doesn't want them to be frustrated. I bet they'd love if the line went fast. That's my brother. That's my sister. I may not know them. They may not be born again yet, but that's my brother and sister. The family's in line. And I'm going to pray because God has given me the authority. I'm going to pray, Lord, let that cook go quick. Let the registers go. Whatever it may be, saints, try it next time. If you're in the grocery store or you're waiting, you know, wherever you may be. And if you ever go to the dentist or you ever go to the doctors, ask God to let those dentist hands be your hands, God. And when you get the doctor, say, God, give the doctor the knowledge he needs to know to tell me what to do. See, things like this, saints, when you have peace, God can talk to you that. And we have it all. All of us have it. It's the fruit of the Spirit. But sometimes we don't let it. Well, today it's going to be activated in a greater way. God's going to magnify that. Amen? And so I believe God wants us to know that. And that today that rest is being released, that safety is being released, that love, that hope, that calmness, reconciliation, restoration, Jesus' perfect peace is in you. Saints of God, people of God, Jesus did it all for you already because Romans chapter 5 verse 1 says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Woo! Say this with me, saints. I have peace with God. Through my Savior Jesus Christ.
Through my Savior Jesus Christ.
Did everybody say that? I wasn't looking. Everybody said it, right? Everybody said it, right? Okay. So we also have hope, and hope that does not disappoint. So when we pray and we ask God, we already know, hey, I'm not going to be disappointed. God's going to be on time, right? Even though he's not in time, he'll be on time, right? Because God's already in the future. And he wants us to come there. That's why a lot of times he has given each individual here gifts to see in the future. How can you see in the future unless the future is already there? Unless God takes you there, right? And so there's times here in the sanctuary, I'll be praying, we'll be worshiping, and I'll see some of the individuals stand here, and God will already show me what he wants me to say to them. I'm going into the future. He sent me into the future to let me know what to say before I say it. And so, saints, God can do these things. And when he gives you the peace and he lets you know, you're not going to be disappointed when I show you something. You're not going to be disappointed when I ask you to do something for me, because I'm giving you not only the peace of me, but the hope of me to know that you won't be disappointed. And so when God says those things, and come on, saints, we all get that. We forget of the fruits of the Spirit, what they are. That's why God says when we read the word, he'll show us. So then when time comes, the Holy Spirit can activate. Because the Holy Spirit can only activate what's in us. That's why Jesus said when the Holy Spirit will come and remind you of everything I said. This is everything, volume one, that Jesus said. And when it's in us and the Holy Spirit can come, like today he's going to come, we have the peace of God that's in us, and it's kind of like just for us, you know. But God says, look, I'm going to activate it so much, it's going to be such an overwhelming peace in you, people are going to see it. And they can say, how can you be so calm? We got this deadline, and we only got 3 days, and this deadline is going to take a week. How are we going to do that? You got so much peace. Peace is going to stay. The deadline is going to go. And so God wants you to be encouraged, saints, that there is such peace and hope in you that will not disappoint. You have God's peace, perfect peace in you. Jesus says, I give it to you, a peace that gives you rest, a peace that gives you a good night's sleep, a peace that tells you that all is well. It's a hope that does not disappoint. Today, there is here God's anointing to stir up that peace. It's in you. It's called the fruit of the Spirit. And we talked about that in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and it keeps going on and on what the fruit of the Spirit is. And then Jesus says this, saints, if you want to know that something's going to happen when you speak the word of God, then say what Jesus said. Sometimes I'll pray and I'll pray that way. Say, Jesus, I'm only going to say what you said. Because see, then you don't have to think, well, is it going to happen? Well, maybe that's just me saying it. But if you speak what Jesus said to speak, then you'll have it. And this is what Jesus said. And you can quote Jesus. Or you can say, Jesus, I'm speaking what you said to speak. So that means it's going to happen. And Jesus goes, that's right. Did you hear him, Father? Did you hear what's it? And Father goes, yeah, I heard him. He goes, okay, well, he's saying that in my name, Father, so you're going to give it to him? He goes, yeah, I'm going to give it to him because that's what you said, Jesus. And so this is what Jesus says in John chapter 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken to you. Oh, my goodness. He's just talking to us right now. These things I have spoken to you today, December 10th, 2023. These things I have spoken to you today. How did Jesus know that we were going to be around and that we were going to read these words? So he goes, today, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you will have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. You know what tribulation is? Trouble, burdens, and distress. Come on. Don't deny it. We get that stuff sometimes. But it's all going, Jesus said. He says, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And God tells us in his word that what? We are more than overcomers. We are more than overcomers in Christ Jesus. Jesus is saying to us right now, saints, in John 16, 33, I am your peace. I'm the way maker, right? We've seen that song, way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper. He's light in the darkness. So he's saying, I'm your peace. Stand on my word and you'll see things come to pass. Jesus said, I am your peace, your place of rest, your place of safety, and your Prince of Peace. And the greatest way I know to activate what God has for us is to declare it. So we're going to do some declaring, right? You want to do some? Who wants to do some declaring? Because I got to have you guys in unity with me. See, I need you guys. I need you guys. I need your faith to strengthen me. See, I'm up here and I'm giving what God gave me, and that's good, but I need you guys. We need each other. Come on. So when I'm saying, let's declare the power of unity, God will do it. There's power in unity, God says. So we're going to make a declaration, okay? And it's a good declaration. And we're going to see it happen. So here we go. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am born again.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I am born again.
God's Spirit dwells in me.
God's Spirit dwells in me.
Because of Jesus Christ, God's Son,
because of Jesus Christ, God's Son,
I have peace, perfect peace.
I have peace, perfect peace.
I am a child of the Most High God.
I am a child of the Most High God.
His peace is in me. He gave it to me. Because of God's peace, all is well with me. His peace keeps me safe. Safe in his arms. I am at peace because of Jesus Christ, my Savior. Peace is my gift from God, and I receive it. Hope is my gift from God, and I receive it. The Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, lives in me. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. See, I wrote this down. I read this a couple of times, so I was all happy. You know, sometimes we need to do that, saints. It's a tool I've learned. I'm not repeating, I'm reminding God. And so I want to close with this last scripture here. But I want you to know right now that you're good. All of us here, you're good with God right now. Don't ever think that God's not going to bless you. Me and my wife were talking today, and I was telling her, we were talking, I said, I thank God that because I miss it sometimes, it doesn't stop God from loving me. Because, and come on, I'll say it for all of us if you don't want to say it. Because I deliberately sometimes don't do what I'm supposed to do or say what I'm supposed to say or say the wrong things, he still loves me. He doesn't say, whoa, I can't get next to you now, son, because, you know, I don't like what you said. No. That's what he came for. But when you know that and you run to him, cleans you all up and says, now let me wipe yourself down. Now go play again. You make a mistake, come back to me and I'll clean you up again. And I'm going to do it as many times as you need me to do it. See, I don't do those things. Say, hi, look what I got away with not doing something or saying something. No, when that happens, I feel bad. But if you don't let God remove that, it's going to be a weight on you. And then next thing you know, you'll stop coming to church, right? Next thing you know, you'll stop reading. Next thing you know, you'll stop listening to good music, hanging out with your brothers. Next thing you know, you're miserable. And God says, I don't want you to be like that. Come to me right away, God is saying. I'll love you. I don't care how you are. I'll love you the way you are. And so again, I want to release this last scripture to you. It's in Romans chapter 15, verse 13. Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so, Father, I release your word to your servants, your people. Lord, lift up your countenance upon your people and give them peace, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Lord, I close with this service now in Luke chapter 2, verse 14. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. So I release that to you, saints, right now. And I want to give this to, I believe it's for all of us, but it might be for somebody specifically. Everything's good between you and God. It's good. Let him be the God he wants to be for you. A father, a provider, somebody who, that you'll let him be your source. Let him be your source. And so, Father, I release your word of power and provision and breakthrough upon my brothers and sisters on this live stream right now. That in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus, I command the command blessing of God upon them, your peace, your hope. And Lord, no more delays. Let the provisions be released immediately. You have rebuked the devourer. And today, your people that are called by your name, the declarations they have made, Lord, that they truly are children of the Most High God, that they would be the light you've called them to be. And I stretch forth my hand as an extension of your hand, Lord, Acts 4:30, that signs and wonders and miracles will be done in the mighty name of Jesus through your people and for your people. In Jesus' name.